5th floor, and remember, I'm only doing this because I like your robot.
Thanks a bundle.
Hey, what's that noise?
I expect it's the future that I was so worried about, and it's about to get worse. So if you don't mind, I'm going straight back down. Bye now.
Left in the lurch by a lift.
Hey, you know something, Marvin?
More than you can possibly imagine.
I'm dead certain this building shouldn't be shaking. Either they've got some vibro system for toning up your muscles while you work, or the building's being bombed! Who in the galaxy would want to bomb a publishing company?
Another publishing company.
Beeblebrox, over here!
No, Beeblebrox over here. Who are you?
A friend.
Oh, yeah? Anyone's friend in particular, or just generally well-disposed to people? Did you know your building's being bombed?
What do you expect? Ever since you arrived on this planet last night, you've been going round telling people that you're safe at Beeblebrox, but they're not to tell anyone else.
Well, I'm very insecure.
So's this planet now.
What is that? A whole battle fleet out there?
It's your government out to get you, Beeblebrox. They've sent a squadron of Frogstar fighters.
Frogstar fighters? Zarkmon!
You see the picture?
What are Frogstar fighters?
Get down!
That was a Frogstar fighter?
No, that was a Frogstar scout robot out looking for you.
Yeah? Hey, what was that?
That was a Frogstar scout robot Class B out looking for you.
Hey, yeah. And that?
A Frogstar robot Class C out looking for you.
Pretty stupid robots, huh?
Yeah.
Holy photon, what was that?
A Frogstar robot Class D. I should imagine it's just picked up the reports from the first three and has come to get you.
Well, we've got to get out of here. Marvin?
What do you want?
See that robot coming towards us?
I suppose you want me to stop it.
Yeah.
Once you save your skin.
Yeah.
Down this way. Zarniwoop's office.
Is this the time to keep an appointment?
It's our only hope of escape. He's got a whole different universe in his office.
Marvin, it's all yours.
Thanks a heap.
Out of my way, little robot.
I'm afraid I've been left here to stop you.
You? Stop me? Go on.
No, really, I have.
What are you armed with?
Guess.
Guess?
Yes, go on, you'll never guess.
Laser beam?
No.
No. Too obvious, I suppose. How about an electron ram?
What's that?
One of these.
No, not one of those.
Good though, isn't it?
Very good.
I know. It must be... Oh, no, see, with the twirls, you know, whoosh.
No, you're thinking along the wrong lines, you know. You're failing to take into account something fairly basic in the relationship between men and robots.
I know. I've seen them. They're quite big.
No, just think. They left me an ordinary menial robot to stop you, a gigantic heavy-duty battle machine, whilst they ran off to save themselves. What do you think they would leave me with?
Well, something pretty damn devastating, I would expect.
Expect? Oh, yes, expect. I'll tell you what they gave me to protect myself with, shall I?
Yes, all right.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all. Not an electronic sausage.
Whoa. Doesn't that just take the biscuit?
And me with this terrible pain in all the diodes down my left side.
Yeah? Oh, that makes me angry. Think I'll smash that wall down.
That's very impressive.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. I can take this floor up too. No trouble. Oh, dear.
What a depressingly stupid machine.
The building's on fire.
You certainly make an entrance, don't you, Beeblebrox?
Well, it's a terrible building anyway. How do we get to this universe, then?
I'm afraid it looks like we don't.
Hey, what? The building's crumbling. cracking down the middle.
Yes, that's not all. Look down at the ground.
Hey, the ground's going away. Where are they taking it?
They're not. They're taking the building. We're airborne.
Look, what have I done to deserve this? I walk into a building, they take it away.
Let me introduce myself. My name's Rooster, and this is my towel.
Hi, Rooster. Hello, towel. Where are they taking us?
The Frog Star.
Who is the mysterious Rooster? Who is the even more mysterious Zarniwoop, and why hasn't he even appeared yet? What will Zaphod's bewildering mission turn out to be? Will it be something he finds stimulating and challenging, or will it just be a monster wanting to take over the universe for no very good reason? How long will Ford and Arthur have to stay on the wagon, and when will they be reunited with everyone else in the story? Tune into the next exasperating series of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and find out.
In that episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Peter Jones was the book. Simon Jones, Arthur Dent, Jeffrey McGiven, Ford Prefect and Frogstar Robot, Stephen Moore, Marvin, Mark Wing Davy, Zaphod Beeblebrox, Bill Patterson, Assistant Arcturan Pilot, David Tate, the Captain, the Receptionist and the Lift, and Alan Ford, Rooster. Radiophonic sound and music by Paddy Kingsland, and further technical jiggery-pokery by John Whitehall and Alec Hale Munro. The programme was written by Douglas Adams and produced by Jeffrey Perkins. The magazine Playbeing can be obtained over-the-counter from any moderately disreputable galactic newsagent.